From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. A convoy with food and other aid has reportedly reached the Syrian city of Homs after government forces overran its rebellious Baba Amr neighborhood as rebel fighters withdrew. The rebels knew they would be outnumbered and outgunned. NPR's Kelly McEverest joins us now from Beirut, Lebanon. And Kelly, what do we know about the humanitarian situation in Homs and Baba Amr, in particular for civilians?
There is no food. There is no electricity. It's snowing. It's cold. People have been under a month of bombardment from rockets, mortars, and tanks. Houses are destroyed. People have no access to just the most basic services. We also have reports from activists that some of the young men who were left behind in the neighborhood, at least 10 of them, were slaughtered by government forces that entered the neighborhood yesterday when they took it over.
The UN wants immediate access to the entire country for its aid chief. Does the Syrian leadership show any sign of making that possible?
So far, no. We saw reports today from the Syrian officials saying that, you know, the reason we didn't allow a UN official to come into the country is because, well, it just wasn't a good day for us. The Syrian government has repeatedly refused requests from international aid groups to enter some of these hot areas and also from other human rights organizations to come into the country at all to investigate.
Thanks. NPR's Kelly McEverest joining us from Beirut, Lebanon.
You're welcome.
Iran is holding an election for parliament today, but NPR's Mike Schuster reports the reformist opposition there is boycotting the election.
This is the first election in Iran since the disputed presidential election of 2009. More than 3,400 candidates are vying for 290 seats in the Iranian parliament. Most of them represent conservative forces. Nearly all reformist groups have urged their supporters not to vote. The leaders of the opposition Green Movement are under house arrest or in prison. The few reformist candidates who decided to take part have been disqualified by the Guardian Council, the conservative body that oversees the election and operation of the parliament. Given the political turmoil of the last election, which sparked months of street demonstrations and clashes with police, it's not clear what the turnout might be. Mike Schuster, NPR News.
More severe weather is headed into Illinois and onto the upper south. Storm Prediction Center forecaster Rich Thompson says it will be felt this afternoon.
Just east of the Mississippi River, starting western Tennessee, Kentucky, and perhaps southern Illinois, southwest Indiana. Then it's going to streak northeastward from there.
Forecasters say the town of Harrisburg, Illinois, which was devastated by a tornado this week, is likely to be largely spared today. The leaders of 25 European states have now signed a treaty designed to prevent the 17 euro countries from running up the big debts they have in the past in order to prevent a repeat of the current financial crisis in Europe. From Washington, this is NPR News. AT&T says it will yet again change the way it manages plans for its supposedly unlimited data subscribers. As NPR's Laura Seidel reports, the company says it's trying to meet customer needs while dealing with growing wireless use.
Subscribers to AT&T's 3G network will get a text message warning them if they are about to go over 3 gigabytes of data usage per month. Subscribers to AT&T's faster 4G plan will get that message as they approach 5 gigabytes of use. This plan replaces a previous limit, which applied to people who measured in the top 5% of data users. Consumer advocates and customers complained that AT&T was trying to force them to purchase tiered plans. In 2010, AT&T actually ended its unlimited data plans, but customers who had purchased it prior to the change were able to keep the old plan. AT&T says it had to make the change because it went from having 7 million smartphone users in 2006 to nearly 40 million in 2011. Laura Seidel, NPR News.
Senate Democrats have narrowly blocked a Republican attempt to overturn a White House order that most employers and insurers cover the cost of contraceptives. Republican Senator Orrin Hatch backs religious groups wanting that exemption from the health care law.
For political reasons, the religious groups who differ with this are being pushed around.
But many Democrats see the Republican push as political, and they say exemptions could be granted for all sorts of things, including cancer treatments. Republican Olympia Snow voted with Democrats. She's leaving the Senate, and she blasted the Senate for focusing on political gamesmanship. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.